This is Twit.
So, Father Robert, while you're consuming mass quantities of...
It's spilling it on myself.
Wawa.
Oh, that
you brought
water?
Some other interesting things, one of which was making your microphone buzz.
Yeah.
This is interesting. What is this?
So I stopped by the SANS Innovation Center, and there was a company there called PowerCast that does wireless power. Now, I know what you're thinking of wireless power.
I've always mocked it myself.
It's chi, right? It's right. Okay, put it on the pad. No, this is actual. There is no battery on this.
Through the air.
This is just an antenna.
A little antenna with an LED on it.
Right.
And as you get it closer, but not on top of.
On top of, right. So these are what are called harvesters.
Move this over here. We can get a camera shot of this. So this is the oh, it's light. There's nothing in this.
Yeah. It's just broadcasting at 915 megahertz. So that's the same as RFID.
It's not burning my hand and giving me cancer, is it?
No. And this is like the super dumbed down version because they have the industrial version that can get you up to 20 feet.
So this is lighting up because it's getting charged right now.
Correct. So you're getting power through the air, through this antenna, into this little chip right here. That's a harvester. It's harvesting RF energy.
Like a foot away?
How close? So this one you can actually get probably about 5 feet.
Wow.
As long as you're polarized.
How much energy does it generate?
You can
transmit. How efficient is this?
This is doing 1 watt. You can transmit up to 5 watt according to spec.
Wow.
Right. But I mean, and
5 watt to how many feet?
Five with the industrial version, 5 watt to 20 feet.
Okay.
Right. So the idea behind this is pretty simple. Imagine all the devices that you have that you only use occasionally. So from mice to console controllers.
This is good
to
for IoT stuff.
IoT stuff, right. As long as you're within range of one of these things at some point during the day, you'll top off the battery.
What about interference with existing other radio?
Well, it did, in fact, affect your microphone.
Right, so if I get too close to this mic.
Well, not now. No. I think it was more the wire, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh,
right there.
I hear it right now.
Yeah. So if I'm close enough to that,
to the cable.
Yeah. You'll actually hear a little bit of tapping, but it's 915 megahertz, which you already have working in your house. If you have anything that's RFID, you've got 915 megahertz, and if you go outside, you're getting more radiation than you get from this. So I mean, it is FCC approved, so it doesn't interfere. It's not supposed to interfere with anything else. It hasn't been looked at by the FDA, so I wouldn't sleep on top of it. But the power levels are so low that it's not going to really be a health hazard. It's non-ionizing.
No, I'm just thinking about, 5 watts at 20 feet. I'm trying to think about how much that would charge. So it'd be good for sensors.
Not for phones. Definitely not mobile devices.
Oh, yeah, no.
Way
no,
too
not.
Much. Right.
I'm just thinking about like
although
the
old
that
smartphone chargers were a few watts.
Yeah.
They weren't.
Yeah. But I mean, I think, your console controllers. Imagine never having to come back to a dead one. Your garage door opener, your remote controls.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about there's a lot of
Don't put it in a studio.
Are you getting the buzz?
Computer vision chips that are basically wake up this device that actually has power. So there's some interesting notification kind of options you could have with the sensor.
Right.
So, okay.
How much?
So they're still kind of dev kitting it right now.
So this isn't out yet.
No, though it is out, but you can get this one for some $280. It's not cheap, but, they've been doing mostly industrial. They're now trying to break into commercial and retail. And I mean, the technology
is it because industrial isn't paying them? I mean, why would you go from industrial to,
'cause there's a billion consumers.
Yeah, I know, but industrial people, they spend a lot of money and they have real needs.
I think it's because they were able to tweak the technology while they were doing industrial. And now that they think they have it to the point where they can drop the price probably sub 100 at some point in the near future, this just becomes something that becomes table stakes. This gets built into your next smart desk or into your next monitor so that all you have to do is keep your devices, your keys near your monitor, and they're going to get charged. I mean, the spec is really, really good. And I love this technology. I mean, I've already ordered a couple of the harvester chips from I think I got them from Aero, because they're just a couple of cents each, and it's something that I can play with on my maker table. I mean, this is actual wireless power. This is not sci-fi. This is something that you can buy today and have something charged up and powered without actually having a battery on it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'll wait till the FDA weighs in.
or I will sleep with this, and then you can
yeah
if I'm dead in a year, then don't
or
buy
just
it.
See if your bladder's full.
Yeah, actually